There is the full-time whistle. It's all over. And the Dr. Maguire Cup is heading back to the parish of Neaconnell. They have dethroned the champion St. Unions here at McCool Park in Balbuffet on a final scoreline of 1-9 to 2-5. And we'll go to Martin McHugh first of all, because he predicted at the start it was going to be Neve Connell's day. It was edge of the seat stuff, Martin. It was a really, really tight encounter, but it's blue and white out there today, so it is.
Yeah, I suppose that couple incidents at the end of the game to me summed up the game. Sean Patton had come out to pick up Liam McLoon. Liam McLoon held his body. Patton went up behind him and boxed it away. The ref gave a free for a push in the back. Then Rick Molloy has just come off the bench. These two players just come off the bench. Rick Molloy got a ball, went in, bought the free and won the free. Unions weren't able to buy frees at all then. They weren't able to go forward, other than Conor O'Donnell Sr. Doesn't deserve to be in a losing team. But I did say at the start that they would grind them down. They didn't change their style of football in the second half. They kept playing the same way. And Kieran Thompson, we talked about at halftime, came very good for them in the second half and kicked them long range scores. So look at, they were the better side. They had a better first half. Unions will look back on the first half. They lost this game in the first half, Unions. They were playing with a strong breeze. They diddly and daddly with the ball. They didn't go forward. They didn't get their kickers on the ball and that there. And they've only really themselves to blame for that situation. And then the sending off, you know, people say it was harsh and everything else. It definitely didn't help them in the second half. But Neve Connell to me were the better side because they did the simpler things right. They used the experience. They did everything right. And they got the right players on the ball. And Brendan McDyer, 3 points from play. Kieran Thompson got, what, 3 from play, I think, maybe, or whatever, 2 from free. Whatever, 2 from play, but them players have came good, and you know, the bench and everything else made a difference. Unions would be disappointed. Listen, I said at the start, I tipped Neve Connell to win, and I said that they would dog it out and everything else. They did that. I think, you know, it's hard, it's very, very hard to do back to backs, and it's very hard to carry a favourite tag into a county final, because it doesn't matter how hard you try, everything's against you, goes for you, and it's always easier being the underdogs. So congratulations, Neve Connell. They deservedly won this match.
So Neve Connell are our champions. They won it by a point, 12-11. It was a tight game, 1-9 to 2-5. St. Unions got them 2 goals, and those 2 goals, I suppose, Brendan Kilcoyne kept them in the game. But you have to give the men from Glenties and Fintown credit. They're deserving of the 1.1. They're deserving of this championship title.
They are indeed, Jan. You have to give great credit to Neve Connell. You know, people were writing them off coming into today, but like we've said it so often, invariably it seems the team that comes in at favourite, the other team overturns them, particularly between these two teams. We've seen it so many times through the years. But you have to go back to the first half of the game. Martin mentioned it. You know, there was a lack of ambition, a lack of cuteness from St. Unions at that occasion. They owned a lot of the ball, but they weren't hurting Neve Connell. Neve Connell have to get great credit. Their discipline in defence was exceptional throughout the day, particularly in the latter stages. And I mentioned the 2 periods. You know, St. Unions owned so much ball, despite only playing with 14 men in the second half, but they didn't look that they were able to penetrate the Neve Connell defence. They weren't in any way innovative in trying to create maybe marks inside or to run at them to try and win frees. And on the other side then, you know, you had that Charlie McGuinness goal, which was a huge score. But overall, on the run of play, and you know, you talk about hunger and you talk about desire, Neve Connell showed all that, particularly early in the game. We saw them on 3 or 4 occasions early, swamping out Junin players in possessions, creating turnovers and creating great energy from it. And you know, that work paid off towards the end of the game. Yeah, you can go back to the Shane O'Donnell sending off, and perhaps it was harsh or perhaps it wasn't. It doesn't matter. But, you know, St. Junin's will feel very disappointed. They didn't turn up today. They didn't show what they're capable of, because they were outworked and outmaneuvered by a very well-managed and very tactically astute St. Neve Connell team, Oisín.
Okay, then. So the story of the game, St. Junin's have surrendered their Dr. Maguire Cup, the title of being senior champions. Neve Connell, who here today, playing in their 6th final in a row. They have won the title, and they have won it on a final scoreline of 1-9 to 2-5. Brendan McDyer, I think, is getting the TG Cahir man of the match down below us. He had 3 points today. Kieran Thompson, who we give the vote to, he had 4, 3 of which came from frees. Charles McGuinness hit 1-1, and Jack McKelvey hit a point as well. Brendan, I'll just bring you in on Brendan McDyer, because you have to remember, this guy's been kicking football and played in the final in 2005, and for him to step up here now so many years later and put in a performance like that, I was very close with him and Kieran Thompson, I'm sure, for man of the match. But brilliant from Brendan McDyer.
Absolutely superb performance from Brendan McDyer, and all the scores he got were key scores, crucial scores that his team needed at the time. And you know, he was on the ball a lot. He was battled his way the whole way through the game. You know, to be doing, for the longevity of that, to be playing a county final in 2005, 2005, 17 years later, to go out and get man of the match performance. Fully deserved it. I wouldn't begrudge it to him at all. Kieran Thompson will have plenty more opportunities to win one, and he won't mind anyway, because Dr. Maguire is going back to Glenties, Niamh Connell.
Yeah, it's going back to Niamh Connell. Just before we go for a break, St. Union scores today. Niall O'Donnell hit two. Owen McGeehan got a goal. And then we had basically one of the midfielders, Kevin Killey, with a goal. And the rest were defenders. Conor Morrison, Aaron Dinney and Sean McVeigh all getting on the score sheet for St. Union's. It wasn't their day. It's a day that is blue and white. And it's Niamh Connell who have regained the Dr. Maguire Cup.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It's a bit like Niamh Connell, a bit like Kerry. They've a lot of medals in Kerry. You know, somebody said they'll be handing out medals and they're changed down there now shortly with all the medals they've won down there. But great credit to them. And we have to mention Martin Regan. He's been there all the time with them, and what he's achieved with them and everything else. You know, it's been unbelievable coming back year after year. It's not easy for a manager to do 1 year or 2 years or whatever, 3 years, but he's been there all the time with them, and you know, he's created that spirit and everything else, and that, you know, everything they had today and everything about them today. And they always get the best out of their players, you know. And we take it today, they've won this championship today without probably their best player, Owen McGettigan, who's out injured. You know, when they get him back as well into that squad and everything else. So, you know, and they're keeping the players hungry, the older fellas, the likes of Brendan McDyer today, Liam McClune coming off the bench, and Brick Malloy making the difference. So, look, at great credit to them. They deserve it. They were the better side when we analyse and look back in it. They're tactically got it exactly right. They give Unions the short kick outs. They worked things they got there, which worked a treat for them. And they got the scores, the vital moments, and fair play to them. And I, you know, wish them well in Ulster. We want a good run now from a Donegal point of view, and Ulster will be great.
Brendan McDyer, we mentioned him earlier. There's a few of them there now. Have six winners' medals, Brendan.
Yeah, it's a fantastic Hall of Championship. So it is, you know. And you know, you have Kevin McGettigan has been superb. So he has for Niamh Connell again this year. His cornerback play, but his ability to get up the field and kick crucial scores, and we've seen it the whole way through the championship. So you know, he led on the field, and that's what you need to win championships. You need leaders. We saw Kieran Thompson, Brendan McDyer, you know, Charlie McGuinness, and you know, Kevin McGettigan is another lad that you can add to that. He was really, really superb for Niamh Connell. Not just today, but all year and down through the years.
And we watch the players now leave the bandstand as they head back down the steps to join their supporters. And I suppose Martin McHugh, it's amazing the way things flip around in a 12-month period. They were raging hot favourites last year, and look what happened on the big day. And they were quite happy to come in here as the underdogs and let everybody talk about St. Union's.
Oh yeah, well, we know in sport, and especially in Irish sport, we always love being the underdog in Irish sport. And you know, it suits teams, and you know, it's very hard. We talked about, but back to back, you know, it's just a hard thing to do in sport in general, you know. But I just want to mention two men that's looking down at them today, is Michael Jack and Pat Eamon Boyle. The two of them will be very happy today, two big Niamh Connell men, and they'll be very happy looking down at them today with this performance. But it's great credit to the club. It's great times for them, for Niamh Connell. You know, it's brilliant times, because look, we talk about the Donegal Club Championship. It's a tough championship to win, and they're there and been there every year, and they said it's six in a row now. You know, they won 15, they lost the semi-final at 16, now they've been back 6 years in a row. That's a great credit to them, and you know, the players they've given to the county team and everything else. They're a brilliant club, and they deserve everything, and let them go and enjoy themselves and have a great lock of days. And the great thing is, as you said earlier on, the Ulster club's a good while away, so they can really enjoy themselves. And probably a plus that the game was played on a Saturday as well. They can enjoy tonight and tomorrow before some of them are probably back at work on Monday or whatever. But it's a great achievement, and you know, the supporters and everything else, and you know, these are great times, and they've won the reserve as well. So I don't know what's going to happen the rest, unless Unis can compete with them at the level. It's going to be very, very hard, because they've a lot of good players coming through.
What can they do in Ulster, Martin?
Well, I think that, you know, the last time they were in Ulster, you know, the whole games were called off, you know, the final was called off, you know, and they didn't, you know, it was disappointing with the weather and everything else. The weather was very bad that time. But I think definitely we look at it that if Unions had a won today, we'd be giving them a great chance of winning Ulster. So why shouldn't Niamh Connell? They've got the players, they've got the experience and everything else there before. So I think, you know, you'd hope that, you know, the first game's up in Carrigan, not going to be easy. Carrigan's a big physical team and everything else. And then I think they meet either the Derry or the Tyrone champions in the semi-final if they won that and everything else. But they'll probably not worry about Ulster, but they definitely are a team with the experience they have and everything else, and the system they play, and they know it inside out. And even the second half, an extra man, they didn't panic. They worked on the break and everything else, and they played to their strengths, which is very important. And that was probably the difference. The two teams, they played to their strengths. They were able to win the free and buy the frees, where from St. Eunice's point of view, and they'll be disappointed in Eunice when they look back in this here, you know, they were said red hot favourites coming into it. They had the players and everything else we talked about, but tactically, you know, you have to say that Niamh Connell tactically got it exactly right and won the battle on the sideline.